This is Jocko Podcast, episode 53. Hey, just kidding, it's Jeff. I have been on a Jocko Willink kick recently. Extreme Ownership is the book he wrote. Navy SEAL, all-around general bad ASS kind of guy. I invite you to check it out, but it's about accountability and ego, right? And Ego is the Enemy, which is another book by Ryan Holiday. But this is not a book review. This is episode 53 of the podcast, and today I want to share with you an episode. It's actually from a Facebook Live video I did this week with my colleague Matt Brown, and it's seven considerations as we jump into 2017 around your growth strategy. So what are the seven things we need to prepare for in this world we live in, this information-soaked economy, where consumers are in control and our goal is to break through, build trust and credibility, build authority, become that trusted advisor. So I invite you to listen. I'd love to hear your feedback. And of course, we're going to mention video a lot, as we always do on this podcast. But please give this a listen and let me know what you think. Thanks. Hi, welcome to seven obvious but important considerations as you plan your 2017 marketing strategy. I'm Jeff.
And I'm Matt Brown.
And we're ready to go, right? You ready? Seven important considerations as you plan your marketing strategy 2017. So we pulled the team here at Fathom, and we have some really important things to share. So number one, let's jump right in. Number one, opinions matter, right? Opinions and original research. As we heard at Content Marketing World this year, the only thing that matters is opinion and original research. Mm-hmm. So much information out there. We're living in this information-soaked economy. And to break through, don't be afraid to have a strong opinion or present original research. And once again, do it authentically within your, you know, the way in which you choose to operate. Mm-hmm. But feel free to actually make room-splitting statements. Every day we strive to split the room, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
absolutely.
Great. All right, that's number one. Matt, why don't you take number two?
All right. If you're not doing mobile yet, you are way behind, okay? If you need help to get yourself moving forward, get the help you need, because you might even be a year late depending on what business you're in. It's not a question of whether you should be in mobile, it's how well you're doing it and how important it is and how well you can execute it. In fact, if you're not doing mobile, you're actually being penalized by Google. It may actually be more expensive for you to be doing paid search in particular if you're not doing it well. So that's really important. We get all kinds of folks who say, you know, I just don't think we're ready to do mobile, whether our website is not ready, whether our customers may not be the right customers. You know what? I have a 70-year-old father who is on his phone all the time.
Wow.
He buys things on his phone all the time. There is no demographic that is not mobile at this point. So you have to get on it, and you have to get ready. And again, if you need help, get the help.
Yeah, I saw some strong language. Intrusive interstitials will be punished. So what does that mean, intrusive interstitials?
Well, if stuff pops up on your screen that Google deems to be intrusive, maybe display ads, that might actually punish you. So don't do things to annoy people. Maybe
right.
That's a good rule of thumb.
There you go.
If it's annoying, it's probably like, not working, and it's probably Google's probably not going to like it either. So,
wow.
That's a
Matt,
good rule
your
of thumb.
Sweater is not annoying.
No,
in fact, I love your sweater.
I feel very huggable in the sweater. Let's see. Come on, bring it in.
Okay. All right. Let's keep going. We're on number three now. Number three. Surprise, surprise, live video. Here we are on live video. Mm-hmm. Video is so critical. So an important consideration for your 2017 marketing strategy is video. So, and especially live video. And right now, it's a great way to game Facebook, right? In all reality, Facebook is presenting, doing a lot to surface video. And it's prioritized in the feed. In fact, I was watching a movie the other night with my wife on AMC. And Facebook did a broadcast TV, actually a cable TV commercial on the power of live video. Mm-hmm. I'm saving that topic for a video coming out soon this week, but go for video. Two stats to back it up, right? 79% of businesses believe live video is a more authentic way to connect with your audiences. And that, you know, once again, connection, engagement, awareness really matters. Getting into a dialogue, there's so many choices out there. We have to do everything we can to engage our audiences. Mm-hmm. And video as a media type, as a method, a content type to get out there, mm-hmm. users are 10 times more likely to comment on a video than they are other forms. Mm-hmm. So if you have a blog, it might be nice. Mm-hmm. And people might get information and value from it, mm-hmm. but they may not comment on it. So people feel compelled. They're 10 times more likely to respond to a video than they are to the written word, as you will. So video is critical. Let's keep rolling. So Matt, okay. What's next?
Well, the other key thing is making sure that your data is correct. A lot of times people think about data as sort of the end product, but you actually need to build data from the beginning. So for example, in paid search, we use what we call the direct path. It's a way of making your keyword structure as simple and as efficient as possible. And the reason why we do that is because we want to have good, robust data right out of the gate. Because you can't make good decisions without good, robust data.
And the right amount of data.
You can have too much, but probably what's more a problem is not having enough.
Okay.
That if you don't have enough, people tend to make decisions with little data, and you don't need to be a statistics expert to understand that sometimes data doesn't go the way you think it would. We just had a big election where data didn't go the way people thought it would, and so that's something. The more data you have, the more likely you are to make good decisions. So make sure your data is good from the beginning, the way you structure it, the way you build your accounts, but also in addition to that, you want to make sure that you're visualizing your data. Data can be scary. Not all of us are data scientists, but we use tools, we use Tableau here, where you're actually able to see your data, and the insights just jump out off the page at you, and you're able to make these good decisions.
So bucketing is important? Because you could have too much data, but it's fragmented and it's hard to make sense of, right? So try to consolidate the data into meaningful buckets,
right? You have to try to figure out a way to see it and have it be clear and simple.
Okay, data's critical. Mm-hmm. All right, and data, the word that often follows data is strategy.
Strategy.
Right?
Yeah. Well, and that's the key thing. A lot of times, I like to think about this in a fairly simple way. Have a plan, know the plan, do the plan, okay? Sometimes in the digital media space, people think, I'm supposed to be there, I'm just gonna try something and give it a shot, and there's no real strategy behind it. But it's important to take a step back and think about your customers mm-hmm. from beginning to end. When they first start thinking about your product or service, all the way to the point where they start becoming advocates for your product. That's important. So for example, when you think about display advertising and paid search, we've actually had clients that say, you know what, cut back on the display advertising because we're actually seeing paid search is doing so well. In particular, our brand paid search is doing so well. Well, the reason it's doing so well is because of the display advertising. They work hand in hand. And so it is essential that you think about this holistically. All of these different channels working together side by side. And think about that buyer's journey and where the digital channels will plug in into each of these phases.
Right, because all channels are not created equal depending upon the phase of the customer journey, right?
And depending on where they are and depending on what their needs are.
Right, right. And I guess the key point there is, how do you know you're successful unless you set a strategy and goals, right? So not only with strategy, but goal setting, mm-hmm. set goals. And they can be very obvious, mm-hmm. basic, you know, achievable goals mm-hmm. and SMART goals, if you will, right? We have the SMART goal acronym, but mm-hmm. I get it. Strategy is critical, goal setting critical.
Yes.
Nail it.
And just remember, have a plan, know the plan, do the plan. Keep it simple, but have a strategy.
Right. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Good one, Matt. Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, we're at number 6 already, and it's called talent. Mm-hmm. And while there is no talent on this current video, zero, mm-hmm. we're just winging it. We're trying to help here. Mm-hmm. There's a war for talent. you know, look, I know we're not talking about the election, but there was a good jobs report last week. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not talking about the election, right? Mm-hmm. We're not going to,
no.
You know, Alec Baldwin is not going to show up
no.
and do a little. So, but look, there's war for talent. So really helping your team, getting behind your team, and making sure they have the proper tools to work with. And the good news is there are so many free tools out there these days. So training, commitment, helping your team see that you're on a mission that's bigger than the company and bigger mm-hmm. than profits. Mm-hmm. You know, it's purpose over profits often, and people want to be part of something meaningful. So mm-hmm. in this war for talent, just really encourage, we have a lot of millennials out there. I said the M word. Mm-hmm. There's like, mm-hmm. I can count a bunch of millennials out there. Mm-hmm. They all want to know that they're part of something bigger, and they all mm-hmm. want training. And that's the goal, is really to set them up for training. Any comments? You work with a lot of them.
Yeah, I do. Sometimes I feel a bit like a camp counselor, but the key in this business is not necessarily the technology or the data or the strategy. It's the people. It's the people who can see this stuff clearly and do the hard work to create a sort of digital strategy that really makes a difference for your business.
Great.
So that's the key thing. It happens every day. We're constantly trying to find just the right people who can really have an impact on our business.
Right. Who wear huggable sweaters.
Yeah,
have to do that again.
Absolutely. All right. Come on.
All right, number seven. We're bringing it on home, right? And look, we want to hear from you. And I know we have a lot of viewers here, so we'd love to hear your feedback. What are things you're considering as you go into 2017? Mm-hmm. Last one, social media. How do you drive awareness? How do you drive engagement? Social. There's so mm-hmm. many social platforms out there. Mm-hmm. Let's, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, LinkedIn, Twitter. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm no longer bullish on Twitter whatsoever. Mm-hmm. That's a separate topic for a separate time.
Yeah.
How do you game social? And what's really critical with social? And once again, mm-hmm. we're not being promotional. Mm-hmm. We want to always add value, build trust and credibility, mm-hmm. become a trusted advisor, share your knowledge and expertise. And through that giving, you know, knowing when to teach and when to sell, that's all part of how you can really leverage social to your advantage. Mm-hmm. But it's critical, as our friend Joe Polizzi says, don't build on rented land, mm-hmm. meaning don't assume that LinkedIn is going to be there for you and just always have your nice set of connections that you can reach anytime you want.
Mm-hmm.
Always have a call to action back out to your owned property. So if it means collecting an email address, if it means visiting a website, if it means just, you know, physically coming in somewhere, mm-hmm. but always give them a door as much as you can in an authentic and respectful way. Give them a door to access you directly because,
sure.
You know, social is great, but they're there to make money. Mm-hmm. And just as we know, we're doing this Facebook Live video simply because it is prioritized in the feed and it's a great way to atomize our content. So we're going to take this and, of course, carve it up in a number of different ways
mm-hmm.
and activate it. Mm-hmm. But once again, try, for example, I'm going to do this right now.
Mm-hmm.
So visit us at fathomdelivers.com and fill out a form. And you'll be presented with one, right?
Mm-hmm.
And contact us if you want to connect with us.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, that's fine too. And just hopefully this was helpful.
You'll
to some
want
extent.
To connect with us. We're
yeah.
awesome.
Right.
Okay. The other key
that
thing
was promotional, Matt.
The other key thing about social is just like we talked about with having a plan, knowing the plan, doing the plan. The same is true with social. Some social works better for different products and different services. If you're business to business, that might mean LinkedIn. If it's more of maybe a retail product, that might be Facebook. So really think through who your customers are and what might fit that particular social channel better.
Yeah, and I'm all in on Facebook on all B2B, B2C,
mm-hmm.
industrial, you name it.
They're the big dog.
I'm in on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Paid social.
Absolutely.
Way to go. So great targeting.
Sure.
All right. We'd love to hear from you. What are you watching in the 2017? What are your obvious but important consideration as you plan your marketing strategy in 2017?
Mm-hmm.
Please comment on the link below. We'd love to hear from you. And if you like this, let us know.
Absolutely.
And if you like Matt's sweater, let him know.
Yeah, let me know.
Really hard about his fashion choice today.
This is a nice,
right.
Feel ready for
right.
Christmas. Wonderful.
Okay, so let's wrap it up. And we'll thank you for all the time and attention. And we'll talk to you offline, or online actually, but we'll talk to you in a non-live and asynchronous setting.
There you
Sound
go.
Sound good?
Absolutely.
All right, let's kill it. Thanks, Matt.
All right, thanks,
Matt. See ya.
In this day-to-day grind.
Hey, thanks again for your time. Really appreciate it. And I apologize for all the sweater jokes we made, but it was a Facebook Live session and I had to pick up on that. So anyway, once again, we'd love to hear your feedback. What are you looking at into 2017 as you plan your growth strategy? Let us know. And if you have any questions or comments, once again, you can visit me at Fathom or send me an email to my private blog account, jeff@publishorperish.fm. And as always, I hope you think like a marketer and sell like an animal. Cheers. Chasing my destiny, it's time for me to seize. Release me, I'm a beast. I know who it is we be. Let's change this world we see. Leaving these crumbs and seeds, it's time to bare our teeth.